Nawal Shafeg is finishing her master's degree in business. First, she studied the rather strict rules of French management. Then, her teachers turned to American business. That's when she got a part-time job here at the happiest place on earth, Euro Disney, about 20 minutes from her home in a working-class suburb outside Paris. What's your sign? Do you know? To find a relatively quiet escape from the non-stop, omnipresent Disney Village music, we ducked into Mad Ludwig's restaurant.
Grâce à ce job à Disneyland Paris, j'ai pu remarquer.
Thanks to this job here at Euro Disney, I've discovered what I would call the American way of management. We have a lot of daily briefings. We are told how much we are supposed to earn during the day, how much we made the day before. There is the best employee of the month, and there's a lot of pressure. It's very different.
And more different still from the Muslim culture she grew up in. February 1st this year was the opening of L'Aïd, the highest holiday in Islam, recalling Abraham's sacrifice of the lamb. On a farm halfway between Disneyland and Noel's parents' home, 1,100 sheep await the knife as an imam leads the morning prayer beneath a temporary tent. Traditionally on L'Aïd, the father of the household buys a lamb and slashes its throat for a family feast. But after the blood and entrails of several hundred lambs were left in the basement of a public housing complex a few years ago, the government negotiated with Muslim leaders, farmers, and butchers to offer special halal slaughterhouses for L'Aïd. Despite Nawal's enthusiasm for the modernity of Disney, this ancient ritual remains vital to her.
To my eyes, it represents faith in God. The history of this holiday is the prophet Abraham received a message during the night asking him to sacrifice his son. And he believed so much in God that he was going to do it, and at the last moment God sent him a lamb to sacrifice. So that's why it represents for me really the faith in God.
At home, Noelle's mother and father offer the universal glass of hospitality, hot mint tea. At 56, her father Ahmed is a mostly retired carpenter who came to France with his wife Malika almost 30 years ago. They own their own home, where he built most of the ornately carved furniture. Malika operates a kind of halfway house there for patients leaving psychiatric hospitals. Generally, Ahmed feels optimistic, and for a very practical reason.
Là maintenant, il y a beaucoup, beaucoup de.
Now we have many people who have two nationalities, who are Moroccan and French, who are Algerian and French, or Tunisian and French. And the difference is that all these people, they vote. So they have to take us into account. And they also realize that Islam is the second religion in France.
But Ahmed worries about one big problem: the fate of young North African men looking for work.
The situation is very difficult for young people who are from Arab countries.
The phone interrupts, not with a call, but with an automatic 10-minute alert from the local mosque. Ahmed must leave for mid-afternoon prayer. Noelle and her mother Malika do not go because the mosque is in a single rented room, and men and women do not pray together. The conversation turns to the matter of the veil, or headscarf. Today, Malika wears a plain white scarf tied beneath her chin. But she only started wearing it once her children reached adolescence.
I started wearing the veil when I felt that I was ready for it.
No one ever pressed her to wear the scarf. Something changed inside her, she says.
I felt naked without it. I felt much more at ease wearing it to take the children to school in every situation. At first, it was very hard because I received strange looks in my neighborhood when driving my car on the subway everywhere. But now I got used to those looks and they don't bother me anymore.
At 22, Noelle does not wear a headscarf and doesn't know if she might in the future. Certainly, it would be impossible to work at Disneyland wearing a headscarf. But along with her mother and her sister, she did join 10,000 Muslim men and women in a recent demonstration against banning headscarves in public schools.
parce qu'on trouve que
and
c'est
I think it's
vraiment
dangerous because it doesn't allow you to be a Muslim in your own way. You have to be Muslim in as a group.
Even worse, she fears a ban could backfire, pushing more believers into their own insular communities, where they would be more vulnerable to the Islamist radicals who have already been proselytizing among angry unemployed youth.
C'est des musulmans qui vont pas,
if girls can't go to school with the veil, they're going to be Muslim school created for those girls. So we will be only between us, we will see only Muslim people, and that's too bad.
A few days later, Noelle's brother Issam, who's 26, picks up the problem his father had started to discuss. The trouble young North Africans have finding work.
Because of my face is Moroccan, and my name is different, is Moroccan too, they don't consider even my CV. If you send another letter to the same employer with the typical French name like Pierre or Jacques, then the employer call you back immediately.
Religion may be the surface issue, he says, but beneath it lies an old history of immigration that began in the 60s and 70s.
At that time, France welcomed immigrant workers with open arms, but now they've considered that they don't need them anymore.
We meet in a rehearsal studio in one of Paris's immigrant neighborhoods. Through his cousin, who's a soul music producer, he signed on at a record label called D-Wax. The French soul band he's promoting includes musicians from everywhere: Morocco, Black Africa, the West Indies, and one white French guy. Living and working in the music world is pretty much the same everywhere, whether it's Nashville, Detroit, or Paris. And that means it's impossible for Issam to follow the same daily Islamic rituals as his father.
In this world, we have to separate personal life, job, and religion. So the challenge is to have limits.
Limits like the one his sister tries to negotiate at that other small world, Disneyland, where, she says,
we eat Disney, we live Disney, we think Disney, maybe.
The Shefeg children, like most young Muslims, are negotiating multiple worlds: French, North African, and global pop, each with its own codes, its own costumes, its own creeds. However the battle over schools and scars plays out, the French homeland, the idea of Frenchness itself, is entering inexorably a new kind of world.